This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Another strip club showdown in Detroit involving allegations of sex for money going on behind closed doors. The city of Detroit, who has filed a lawsuit, has already closed down the popular Penthouse Club. Now they're taking action against Tycoon's Gentlemen's Club.
Oh my God.
Not Tycoon's.
Here's the story of this latest case from WXYZ-TV.
The city of Detroit says Tycoon's Adult Entertainment Club has been allowing prostitution to go on inside here for months, and now their attorney is responding.
I've been here for a while, so when I first moved, it was much nicer.
Oh, I thought that was the attorney.
Known around the neighborhood as Beautiful, this Detroiter reacts to learning the city of Detroit filed a lawsuit alleging Tycoon's Club on 8 Mile is operating as a public nuisance.
We have evidence of sex for hire, prostitution that's going on. Those people that we have talked to are offended.
Attorney Doug Baker with the city law department says the facts are simple and involved police vice units finding women employed here performing sexual acts for money. Doug also says warnings made by the city for months failed to get results.
We are not admitting to anything. Here's what I will admit to. My client is dedicated to being a corporate citizen in good standing, will do anything to work with the city of Detroit.
With Penthouse Club already forced to shut down for a year and liquidate assets inside, the city is sending a strong message. Attorney David Draper offering this rebuttal to the lawsuit, as well as a pledge.
We want our client to keep operating legally, follow whatever rules are put down. As long as they're, we're notified of what the rules are, what are the playing?
No prostitution.
No prostitution.
Yes,
absolutely,
thank you.
Both sides tell us they still think some type of settlement could perhaps be reached. If not, they will have to fight it out in court in early November. From Detroit's East Side, Simon Shaquette, 7 Action News.
Simon, thank you.
It is weird. You know, they're doing... Obviously, there's been a change all of a sudden where they're like, hey, we can get rid of some clubs.
Yeah.
Is what it seems like.
That's it.
Because
it seems like.
Wouldn't it be easier to find the clubs that aren't prostituting? Like, it seems
actually,
like.
I think that would be hard to find.
Could you find?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's less clubs that don't whore around than clubs that do. So, like, they'd be pretty much shutting them all down.
Yeah. Right. Which is why when they shut the first one down, I was like, well, did they just not make a payment? And now does these guys having a hard time making a payment?
It's weird, man.
You know, like, what's going on?
Because it's been no secret. I mean, everyone that calls into the show could tell you about the stuff they've got done at a strip club.
And I mean, I understand it. Like, so you're tycoons and you've hired a bunch of strippers. And the strippers are doing whatever they need to do to make enough money to, you know, do the coke they need and to have that Corvette. And the kids that they have to take care of. Mm-hmm. They're doing whatever it takes. So they're blowing dudes. They're doing whatever. At Tycoon's management or whatever, you probably know that it's going on. But you're just like, I'm not paying any attention to what goes on back in there. But I guess it's your job to pay attention.
Yeah. I mean, I do see a lot of strip club managers. That's their main concern a lot is stopping that.
Oh, yeah.
You know. But I don't know. You never know if that's like a front.
Well, and the other thing is you don't know if it's happening on premises or if it's like a girl is negotiating to meet you outside.
Right. Well, no. We get confirmation here, allegedly. They said happening for months. Someone said try years. Another guy said for months. I got a BJ there on my 21st birthday. I'm 31 now.
Yeah.
I figured years.
I can verify firsthand. Tycoons is definitely a whorehouse. Someone else said the poor vice cop who had to get months worth of BJs. I still haven't confirmed.
Mm. Yeah.
This guy said banged a stripper there in 2009. Bouncer took a cut and every girl there was for sale. Me and my buddies went there regularly.
Yeah.
So Matt has a comment on this. Matt, what's your take on it?
Prepare to peg.
Prepare to peg, sir.
Prepare to peg.
Are you ready?
Peg.
Peg.
Oh, bang!
Okay.
Oh, my God! Something's wrong!
the peg machine.
Launched it!
Yeah.
Hell yeah. What I gotta say about Tycoons is absolutely hilarious because my ex-girlfriend's sister dances there, but more so, she has been serving up a whole lot of extra for there for a few years, on top of some of those being the scariest dancers I have ever seen in my life on drugs. Scariest. You can definitely get some cheap love there.
Cheap love.
Cheap love.
Cheap love.
That's an advertisement,
The Tycoons.
That's a great name for a strip club.
Cheap love.
Cheap love.
Oh, it was BT's recently. They got to keep changing it for legal reasons.
Yeah.
Oh, so they've changed the name. I wonder, because I'd never heard the name before.
That was an old school.
Tycoons?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of Tycoons.
Yeah, that was like, I don't know if they brought used to be that back. Around. Yeah, maybe they brought it back.
It looked like it was a different club when they showed it in the news story. I was like, that doesn't look like Tycoons. It looks like rings a bell.
So I wonder if they if something happened there.
I was at the Vice Unit has an undercover operation in Detroit right now trying to exploit these clubs. The manager knows what goes on. People are saying they could blow you right in the booth.
Well, I'll say this. Strip joints must be freaking out right now.
Someone said they got an RJ there 2 years ago.
Jeez. Well, that is full service.
My God.
Ladies will do anything.
That's crazy.
What's amazing is, here's what's amazing. A stripper gave a guy an RJ.
And then
3.5 minutes later.
Was with somebody else.
Was with someone else.
Probably giving him a kiss.
Don't kiss that stripper.
Breathing in their ear.
Oh, don't kiss that stripper. Know?
Kissing their bald head.
Oh my God, you guys.
Yep.
Strippers do a lot of that.
Where have those stripper lips been? Always ask yourself stripper that question.
Kisses. Stripper kisses are bad kisses.
Stripper kisses. Cheap love.
But like, this is the thing. We all know that it goes on everywhere. So I guess I just assumed they just didn't bother with them because it was like a, you know, everyone knows, like, you're going there for a reason. If you're getting something done there, it's your own call.
Yeah.
These girls aren't, it's not like they're from somewhere else and it's like a human trafficking thing usually.
I read a review and this guy that reviewed it, the pretty nice club, the music was up tempo.
Nice.
What guy goes to a strip club and says that?
The door girl was polite and the manager Steve got me around.
I tell you, that's a good group. That's a good bunch they got there at that Tycoon. Yeah, door girl was nice. Did you see that guy running around? He got his drinks.
What'd you think of the music?
I thought the music was great. It was all up tempo, or wasn't it kind of slow?
Oh, yeah,
you know, they didn't play any Kansas. They didn't play any none of that, like Dust in the Wind stuff.
No, it was good.
Yeah, nothing slow.
What does it mean the manager got him around?
Got us around drinks.
Oh, around. I get this.
Yeah. It would be a round of drinks.
Okay, all right. I thought he meant like it was code for something like the manager got us around.
Got us around.
Yeah.
Dave's always looking for a code.
I am. Yeah.
He does see ones and zeros. Yeah. We're looking for a code to crack.
This guy said, was a bouncer at clubs like that for years. I've seen firsthand and have myself handed envelopes of money to cops at least weekly. It is common knowledge that they pay off Vice.
Ooh. I've seen Vice raids. They usually come in and everybody's kind of stops, and I've seen them give tickets to people.
Really?
For inappropriate touching and things of these natures.
These
I guess there's a website you can go to where they reveal everything that's going on at these places.
Yeah. Well, there's tons of sites. It's not just that one.
There must be a fundamental shift in policing it.
Or people are having a hard time making ends meet and they're losing out on the payment.
Right.
Ooh, there was a review like 3 years ago about a dancer named Barbie who smelled.
Barbie,
you know what
gross.
I don't want? Someone to smell.
Yeah.
Barbie smelled! Well, that's a horrible, that's the worst strip club review you can get.
You want Barbie. If you're going to call yourself Barbie, you better be number one. You better like be super hot.
Someone defended Barbie in another review.
Oh, yeah, probably your friend, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Bobby doesn't stink. You stink.
That's right, I have a condition.
Yeah, it's called being full of,
too many RJs that day.
Full of a lot.
Oh, could you imagine that? That's why they think that she stinks?
Yeah. Listen, you give 8 hours worth of RJs, so you smell like a bed of roses. You come out unscathed and start blaming Barbie. It's not my fault. It's not my fault nobody washes their ass. It's not my fault at all.
Don't blame Barbie.
If you're a stripper and you're going to give an RJ, do you have wipes?
No, you sure don't.
Oh, God, because you should.
You should wipe them down first.
You got to wipe it down.
In a hot strip club.
Wow.
Stripper kit with all the necessities.
Oh, yeah. You know? Like a little fanny pack that they get.
They should have a lot of sterilizing equipment.
Somebody also just lame, dot, dot, dot. That was the only thing they said. One star. Lame.
I didn't feel like a tycoon at all.
Someone said some strippers just love groin gravy.
Don't say that ever again. Jesus. That was one of those things I don't ever want to hear again. Groin gravy.
Oh, no, it's a bad one.
You said it again.
I know, but it's terrible.
It's really terrible. They don't love it, by the way, just so you know. They love money.
Right.
Yeah. That's just a byproduct of the money.
Yeah.
For their trucks.
Just the money.
Yeah, if you're a strip club, you have to at least be wondering what's going on and whether or not you've had people in there and they've got a case against you, because we've just talked about it too much to we know stuff's going on everywhere.
Right.
You know, we could put it out there. You could just name a place and, you know, we'd get 100 texts about everything that's happened there to people, you know, and we're not the police.
Nope.
You know?
No. Yeah, those tycoons is crazy.
Yeah, the stories we're getting coming in are nuts.
Google has like a question, you know, section, you know, and they ask, do you hire bigger girls?
You goddamn right, did you? Damn right.
Big girls looking for work?
But ones who know how to dress accordingly and still be sexy and amazing personality.
That's right. Us. That's what you look for in a stripper. Amazing personality.
I have a full nightie that I wear.
Come to this strip club. Our strippers have amazing personality.
A lot of see-through capes. A lot of tutu stuff. Love it. A lot of see-through tutu stuff.
She's very sexy.
It is.
She knows how to use her sex appeal. I dance exclusively to Motley Crue. That's all I dance.
Kickstart her heart.
That's right. Sometimes you need to.
We did that one time.
That's true. I died on stage. I was dead for clinically 12 minutes.
Yeah, I had to stick her in the chest with adrenaline.
I'm glad you had that adrenaline needle.
Well, of course, I never leave home without it.
Yeah, because that day I was able to give 12 more RJs.
So I came down out. Made bills. Yeah. Got to pay those bills.
I did pay the bills that day. The adrenaline fueled me.
Yeah, that's right. I've never seen anyone.
I mean, I was
go through.
I was getting them
asses faster.
I was getting them in and out of that room just quick as a whistle.
I'll tell you what, you were like a power drill.
It was nuts. It was crazy.
Your tongue was on fire.
It really was. Oh my God. I thought I had pulled a muscle in the back of my mouth.
Yeah, no. So it was weird when your tongue just came detached from the bottom of your
mouth. It was like a water slide, just people in and out. It was crazy times.
It's a great day.
This woman said, I'm one of 8 other girls that didn't do extras at the strip club. Unfortunately, that was out of about 40 girls.
Didn't make a lot of money.
Probably not, right?
Well, I always wonder about that. I always wonder if it's like, okay, so you're one of the 8. So does that mean you're the 8 hottest and you make enough money from just guys that you don't have to do stuff?
But if you're smelly Barbie, you got to
do
stuff.
If you're smelly Barbie, you've got to do some stuff. You're right.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I always think about, well, what about the chick that is the hottest that also will do everything? They must just destroy everybody.
And yeah. I guess there are some strippers that do use baby wipes. We have confirmation on that.
Okay.
I'll give you a little wipe down before they go back.
You better. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to do that to somebody, you got to
wipe it up.
You can't just attack that thing. That area.
I'd love to see what Stinky Barbie looked like. Because it'd be devastating if she was beautiful. But then when she got close, she just smelled like a ripe ass.
She was beautiful.
I'm going to highly doubt it.
I don't think
so. Fairly attractive from a distance. I'll take that.
Yeah. Maybe if you squint.
Like she'll
shot some lemon juice into my eyes. She's hot.
She's turn the lights down more.
Yes. She's still gross.
Black lights. Turn them up to maximum.
Oh, it's heightening my other senses now. I smell her worse.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Three employees at a North Carolina assisted living facility are accused of letting residents fight one another, encouraging them to fight, and in one case, not even worrying about an assault. Marilyn McKay, Tonisha Tyson, and Tanisha Dawson.
Yes.
Have all been arrested and charged, according to this police report. There's pictures of two of them there. Employees encouraged residents to fight one another.
You should fight.
That's crazy.
He said something about you.
You know what that bitch said about you?
So was that how they did it, or was it?
Yeah, they kind of planted the seeds, they say, for these residents to fight one another and would encourage the fighting.
Usually they're trying to get you to not to fight.
Yeah.
Right. Avoid the fights. Right. Make the peace. What was their motivation there? What was...
Maybe they'd place bets on it themselves. Or they just liked old people fighting.
So crazy.
I thought that
were they trying to get them kicked out of the facility?
No, the coworker said they were just bored.
They were bored. Okay. Yeah.
There's been a few of these fight clubs. I know there was like a... Wasn't there like a...
There was a toddler.
Toddler one?
Yeah.
Oh, and a daycare. That's
yeah,
right.
There was a toddler one. I think there was an elderly one before, too, and then also the bums.
Mm. Oh, bum fights. Yeah.
Yeah. Very successful.
Yeah, people get bored, and then they make people fight.
Yeah, bum fights, I mean, those are...
But, I mean, I think there were...
Around for a long time.
I think we talked about elderly fights before, but I think this is less fight club than the last time.
Yeah, the other fight clubs, they like put them in a ring and
yeah, like they wanted, they knew they were fighting, and
it was
like
a circle.
Yeah,
it was real crazy. This one's they're just like whispering secrets for the
yeah.
Seems like it'd be more verbal like than physical, but yeah. Depends on the way you know their
I feel like
physical capabilities. I suppose.
Yeah, you're right, but I think old guys are willing to take it right to that physical level. You know,
yeah,
so.
Yeah,
old
I mean,
guys, yeah.
I'm sure it happens in nursing homes everywhere. You put a bunch of people together living together, strangers.
Well, they fight.
They fight for sure.
I mean, usually I need to provoke it.
Yes, or encourage it.
Yeah.
Right.
That's real.
Or, you know, did you hear what he said about you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? And think about the old, they believe anything they hear or see on Facebook. So
he said, you're a pussy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll show him.
I did. I'll tell you to your face. I don't need him telling you. Oh, you're a big old pussy.
I guess I'm here to prove you wrong.
All right, let's fight. Oh, we're both critically injured. Seconds in.
My arms snap.
That was fast.
I'm all kinds of backwards. My arms are 2 + 2 is
bananas.
Whoa,
your head just turned around backwards.
Be twisted back so I can look in your pussy eyes.
Still talking,
oh,
huh?
There you are. Oh, it's backwards again. This is crazy.
So all three of these nurses at this assisted living facility are each facing one count of assault.
Mm-hmm.
They're scheduled to appear in court next month. They tried to reach out to them. They did not respond. No word yet if they have legal representation either. They were fired immediately, of course.
Sure.
I guess they've had some issues at this facility before, too. They need to announce how they're going to fix it before they'll let them take on any new residents.
That's probably a good idea,
yeah,
right?
Is.
Yeah, Shady A, because it's been at least 90 days since we had our last elderly fight club. So bring your loved ones down. We'll watch them. We swear we're better.
It's been 90 days since our last fight club.
Please bring them in. Bring us a fresh batch.
Well, the thing is...
Of your loved ones?
They won't bring anyone new in, but I mean, there's still probably like 30 people that are already in there.
Mm-hmm. Probably more than that.
More than that.
That's not cool.
You know,
that's horrible.
I have to fight.
Oh my God. It's so bad.
No,
it's
I really have bad. To fight today. I'm in a fight club. I won't eat. They won't feed me unless I beat Harold's ass.
It's true. They make us fight for food and medicine in here.
Horrible.
Last time they put medicine in the middle of the room and we had to fight it out, whoever got our blood pressure.
Those nurses get some serious punishment because if that's your senior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
No, I wish him luck. Terrible. I wish him luck if it's my senior. Because the Breister's going to go in there and reign supreme.
Oh, my God. You think the Breister
would be like, boy, let me tell you, thank you so much for putting me in that hole. Because I'm getting all the tail in the world because I've kicked every guy's ass.
He's the reigning champ.
So far. So far, I am 47-0. 44 knockouts.
44 knockouts.
Boy, I love it.
Is that because of the testosterone, Breister?
It's the testosterone, and just tell you, I've never quit, boy. You better kill me. I swear to God, you better finish me.
Are those the medical bracelets of your fallen?
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Necklace out.
Well, here's their ears. Look at their ears.
You've got ears.
That's right.
Look at that.
It'd be their ears or their hearing aids.
Just their hearing aids. Yeah. Collection of hearing aids.
I took them, boy. I took them. They can't hear a goddamn thing now. I rattled them good. It'd either be that or dentures. Knocked his teeth right out of them.
He's got like a crown.
You wouldn't be ready.
Crown.
You wouldn't be ready. You better be ready to go.
Yeah.
You better be in shape.
I feel like my dad would fight to the death, too.
Oh, my God. Your dad, too.
He would fight
sure.
to the death.
Yeah.
I think he has fought to the death already. He just hasn't told me about it.
Yep.
Yeah, they would all be. All our dads would be warlords there.
Yeah. Oh. You put our dads together, look out. They would reign.
That's crazy.
A couple times a year, I got to stop my dad from getting in a fight.
Couple times a year. I would watch that show if Chuck's dad and Dave's dad were in the senior living center together. Oh, like, that'd be an amazing television program.
They'd be getting all the bitches, knocking everybody out. All right, I don't know if people have done this, but if you've ever considered setting up an audio recording while you sleep to see if your house is haunted.
Oh, I thought you were going to say if you're snoring.
I have that. Yes, I have that. Chuck did that.
Wait, not the haunted part.
Let this be a lesson to you, though. It's probably not haunted by ghosts, but it may be haunted by something even more evil.
Yep. Mm.
A guy on Twitter just posted some clips from one of his all-night audio recording that he took, and all that picked up was his farts.
Lots
and lots of his farts.
Oh, my God.
And now the recording is going viral. We put this up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Take a listen. Here it is here.
Oh, man. Very tuba-like.
All the peaks in the audio sound, just all from his ass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, he's a sound sleeper.
Yeah, I guess. I thought that we once found out on the show that you have to be awake to fart. That you cannot
fart.
That's
what I thought.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is this fake news?
I think people do kind of like half wake up just to fart and then
go
right back to sleep.
Does it show the times that he farted?
That seems like a lot of farts. And the farts have different tones.
Yeah, well, it does. Like, so
for them to be sequential farts.
Are you a fart scientist?
He farted a ton.
I am a fart scientist.
He farted.
I'm a diarrhea psychic and a fart scientist.
He farted before he went to bed. He farted once real loud.
Well, look, there's 3:45 in the morning, 6:34 in the morning, 6:38, 6:40, 8:19.
So 6 a.m. is his farting hour.
Yeah, yeah. It's the witching hour.
The ass witching hour.
Jeez. So he had to be at least a semi-conscious of these?
Yes. So he must have, like, rolled over.
I thought that's what we heard, that you...
He needs to see a doctor.
He does.
He's on his diet or something.
That is wild, buddy.
He's
loaded
up. He farts way too much.
I just had chili before. Wow. You know, it's true. Chili for another night. Because I had chili for dinner on like Monday night, and I was ripping up a storm in our bedroom.
Oh, really?
All night. Yep.
Oh, I guess, well, this says that it is possible to fart when you sleep because the anal sphincter relaxes slightly when gas builds up. Sometimes the sound of a fart can wake you up during a point in sleep when you're slightly conscious, such as when you're falling asleep or in light sleep. Your farts wake you up.
I've been woken up by my farts.
Have you really?
Once or twice.
Once or twice.
Here's a question. Can you die from a fart?
Nope.
Whoa.
I thought someone did.
Trying
Didn't
to
someone
hold
hot box somebody, then they died?
Trying to hold it in leads to a buildup of pressure and major discomfort. A buildup of intestinal gas can trigger abdominal distension, with some gas reabsorbed into the circulation and exhaled in your breath. Holding on too long means the buildup of intestinal gas will eventually escape through an uncontrollable fart.
Oh, my God.
It's an uncontrollable fart.
Uncontrollable.
I don't know. Thankfully, I don't think I've ever had an uncontrollable fart.
Oh,
like, I've been able to control it.
I've had some real...
I've had uncontrollable farts. I've had it.
Sneak up.
Oh, my God. They'll sneak and punching right in the beehole.
Yeah, they will. They'll get you.
They did.
They'll get you.
I'm like...
You're like, sorry about that, just me. Thank God. Ooh. You ever have one and you're like, I'm just so glad it was just me in
there.
Yeah,
of course, yes. 100%.
People ask Google a lot of fart questions.
Well. Like,
why do I fart so loud?
Mm-hmm.
Can I get sick from smelling someone's fart?
That's a weird question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's the fact that other farts can actually make you sick.
Oh, my God.
There are many reported cases of farts spreading streptococcus.
Yeah, but like what?
Which can cause tonsillitis, scarlet fever, heart disease, even flesh-eating disease.
Yeah, but I got a fart right in your face or something. You know?
Dude, could you imagine getting flesh-eating disease from somebody else's fart?
Oh,
I'd be
God.
Like, real cool, Chuck! Real cool, man!
Sorry, Andy.
Real cool!
You put your face right there. And
I didn't know it was going to happen like that, man. I thought we were doing a sketch.
Believe me, I didn't either. But you saw me bend. Yeah. I bent over, and if I bend over...
Now I have to wear a Sith hood.
I know. So your happy face is gone.
Yeah, half of it's gone.
Oh, man. Face flesh eating.
Yeah, really got you.
You farted bacteria, flesh eating bacteria, right onto my whole
You knew top it was of back my face. There. You knew.
I didn't
there was
know.
A chance.
I thought you might have streptococcus pyogenes, but I do.
Oh.
You're lucky you didn't get it.
Oh, that's probably your fault. I got the scarlet fever, too.
Yeah, I think so.
Hate to break it to you.
Chuck's ass is full of scarlet fever and flesh-eating
damn
disease.
Damn it.
Chris is with us in Grosse Pointe Farms. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Actually, this is Kush.
Oh, hey, Kush.
What up, though? So, yeah, it's really funny. My wife sleep farts, and she's the cutest thing in the world and will not do it during the day, like religiously, right?
Yeah.
So at night, and I've been trying to capture this elusive sleep fart animal, right? Because it's hilarious. And I haven't been able to, but it sounds like this guy had some kind of recording device, and it worked out.
Does your wife know she farts in her sleep?
Yes.
And she does.
She doesn't wake up all the time, but occasionally one will wake her up, and she starts cracking up, and then we're both laughing, and it's like 2:30 in the morning.
And she laughs about it. She's not mortified. Yeah. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, at least she laughs. Because, you remember years ago, we're talking like over a decade ago, I taped Amber snoring and played it on the air because she didn't believe she snored.
Yeah.
And that, even then, I got a hard time, right? But imagine if she had been a sleep farter. I think I could never have done that. Like, I think you can tape someone snoring. Right.
Yes. Oh, my God.
But if I had taped her sleep farting, it could have been a divorce.
You wouldn't be married right now.
Yeah.
Sure, that guy should leave that alone.
Yeah. But if he does capture it, he needs to go, that's footage of the P.U. Pacabra.
P.U. Pacabra.
The rare P.U. Pacabra.
P.U.
It's not a chupacabra.
Pacabra.
Pacabra. Nate. Hi, Nate. How are you?
Pacabra. Good. How are you?
Good, man. So a guy sets up a sleep recorder to set up paranormal activity to catch it, but it just got his farts.
Pacabra.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I mean, it happens to me quite a bit, man. I mean, I'd say at least twice a week I'm waking up to my own farts. It just happens. I don't know. I think that whole thing that you guys are talking about, like it can't happen, I think that's not a thing.
So Lisa, I'm sure, is going to ask you, is you got a problem with your diet? Getting enough fiber?
No, I'm vegan, so that kind of
That's it.
That's why.
It's tough because I sleep with this chick, you know, well, my girlfriend, and I kind of don't really want to do that, but it's, you know, it wakes me up all the time. I hear her kind of rolling over. I'm like, oh, God, like, I hope I don't, you know.
Well,
I've just heard
the vegan diet leads to
all sorts of gas.
Dude, I've been just eating good.
Yeah.
And I've been eating a lot more vegetables than
I'm
used to.
More gassy than you're.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
This guy said, my wife made a recording one night of me after I'd eaten chili. She said the farts just rolled out of me. Just kept rolling out. And I wasn't pushing.
Ooh.
Someone else said, I had an ex who farted herself awake like a dog one time. Mm. It was hilarious.
Mm. Oh, the dog sleeping farts are, bad. So bad.
Deadly. Yeah, they're real stinky.
This woman said, 8 months pregnant with my son, I was sleeping, my husband was watching TV, all of a sudden there was a wicked loud noise, and I sat straight up and yelled, what the hell was that?
It was a poopa cabra.
My husband was crying laughing because apparently I farted so loud I woke myself up.
Jesus.
I had to blame it on the baby. Someone calls it a poopa cabra.
That's what we said.
Oh, that's what you were saying. Yes. My girlfriend earned the nickname Jetpack. She's 4'11", sleeps spooning me, farts all night. Oh, you can't spoon. If she's the outside spoon, that's fine. As the inside, well,
she's the little spoon, and
she's a jetpack, so she was spooning from behind and just farting like a jetpack.
The heat of her fart would roast your hot dog.
I was gonna say
that's right in the blast zone. There,
yeah, no, it is
blast zone.
You really have to.
That's something I always say is blast zone.
The blast zone.
I'm always in like Molly's blast zone. Like, damn, I'm in the blast zone.
Oh no.
I'm just trying to think, like, if you're with a gassy girl, you'd have to be real careful sleeping at night. Because you'd want to be spooning or whatever, and you'd want your guy to be close to
the
blast zone.
He'd be right there in the blast zone.
That's terrible.
Joe has a comment here. One more call. Hey, Joe, good morning.
Such a great area, but so scary.
Morning. Prepare the pig.
Prepare that. Ooh, is that a pig?
Yes, it's a pig.
Yes. Prepare that pig.
I am.
Ooh, what spices?
I'm rubbing it.
Like that as a dry rub.
What happened, man?
There was one night when me and my wife were first dating. It was probably after a Taco Bell night, but she farted so hard and so close to me that she woke me up and cracked my back.
Her fart cracked your back.
Oh, my God.
A lady's fart cracked your back. Yeah, like, you're like, reacting to it.
Yeah.
Or getting hit with one of Magneto's bolts.
Yeah. Oh, it was, a thunder down under kind of fart, man.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Was
like
she
King Kong and Godzilla fighting.
Did you give her a hard time about it, or did you let that slide?
No, I farted right back.
Oh, yeah. Right, fire with fire is what you do to that one.
You don't, Lisa, you don't ever want to end up in a fart fight.
No.
Negative.
No. Mm-mm. Choose better.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because it would be bad.
It's crazy to have a fart crack your back.
Well, it's crazy for one to go off and it actually, like, knock you.
Like a movie effect.
Yeah, exactly.
Those ropes.
A bomb going off.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, here's a question they asked Americans. Do you keep a weapon by the bed in case you hear a break-in?
Yes.
So we're asking you the same question, but have you had to use it? If you have, 1-855-954-6969. Have you had to use your bed weapon? 1-855-954-6969 is toll-free. No death stories. Text us at 469-692. I think the question, so they asked that, do you keep a weapon by the bed in case you hear a break-in?
Yeah.
But I think they should have asked, like, if you hear a break-in, how many guns do you grab? Because don't you think that a majority of people...
Not everybody has a gun, though. Some people have other forms of ways to kill.
Well, they say the average person has 4.6 moments every year where they're afraid someone has broken into their house.
That's terrifying.
Wow, that's a lot.
That seems like a lot. Yeah.
4.6 moments a year.
These people are a mess.
For people with kids, it jumps to 6 moments a year. Now, I wonder if that's because the kids heard something or the kids caused a noise that led you to believe.
Probably the kids caused a noise. I think people are way too paranoid.
That's crazy.
Wow.
How many people in America, then, do you think, percentage-wise, keep a weapon by the bed in case they hear something?
In America?
Yeah.
80%.
No, I'm going to say, I think it's even high, 30%.
Chuck's closer. It's 39%. 39% keep a weapon or item near the bed.
Okay, so
in case one of those noises is not a false alarm. You said you had something.
I have many things.
Yeah. One was like a stick, or I forget what. I remember you told us.
I think
once.
I have a stick.
I thought you had something like a stick.
A stick.
I don't know.
I don't have a stick.
A stick. A bat.
You can spank him.
Yeah.
Bend over, you naughty
boys. Poke him with a twig. I've got like a wizard staff.
Gandalf staff. Yeah. That's all I can think of.
Nope.
Chuck's burglar stick.
I don't have that.
Get out of here.
I've got something, though. I got something ready.
All right.
I got a few things ready.
Underneath my dad's mattress is that same arsenal that was in Terminator 2 when they went to Mexico.
Oh, my God.
Ready to get the minigun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I was misled. I thought you had a bed stick. Dave is in Canada joining us on the Dave and Chuck lines. Do you keep a weapon by the bed, and have you had to use it?
Oh, hell yeah. I've kept a golf club by my bed for many years.
Uh-huh. Golf clubs, that's a good one. Okay. Because I'll bash someone's head right in.
When did you have to use it?
About 20 years ago, some crackhead came into my yard for about the fourth time, and I didn't miss when I hit him.
No,
is that crackhead still with us?
He's fine.
Oh yeah, he's still living. I see him around town, but he was bleeding out of his eyes and ears pretty good.
Yeah,
oh, the eyes,
goodness.
Yeah, never just talks.
Never came back to the neighborhood.
No,
eye blood will keep you away.
Your blood.
Yeah.
Your ears are bleeding. It's
bad.
Generally,
could knock some brain juice loose.
Yes, you have.
A golf club can cause some serious damage.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
oh,
my God, yeah.
Can kill you.
It'll kill you right dead. It'll crush your skull into nothing.
The crackhead never came back.
No.
He learned that day.
So you keep a crackhead away.
Yeah, true.
Get out of here.
You're bleeding out your eyes and ears, aren't you? Yeah, get.
This one, she said, I kept a baseball bat by the bed, but it never got used. One time, though, I heard someone trying to open my door. So thinking it was my roommate, I went to check. Next thing I know, there's a guy climbing through my window. I screamed. My boyfriend at the time ran past the baseball bat and grabbed the battle axe off the wall.
Yes, my friend.
Yes.
And instead chased the guy down with that.
Battle axe.
Dropped him in half.
I chopped his head right off.
I chopped his head and arms off
while he was bleeding.
With a battle axe.
So Chris has a bed weapon. What is it, and when did you have to use it, Chris?
Oh, well, this is a few months back. My bed weapon was a Glock. I was talking to some friends online, had my headphones on playing the video games, and I heard I heard the window, you know, kind of start rattling, and I heard the screen pop off, and I told my friends, I said, man, I think someone's breaking into my house. And so I pulled out from under my bed my Glock, and I hopped the bed and went over there, went back the curtains. And I look over through, and there's, you know, this guy's just staring at me. He's got, you know, big wide eyes. He sees my pistol. I see him. And suddenly he, you know, gets disappeared, and I poke my whole head out the window. And there are three Novi cops out there, and there's this one little piece of cement in the middle of the yard, and they've got him on that one piece of cement in the middle of the yard. And one of the cops looks at my gun, and he looks at the guy and goes, you dumbass, you almost got shot. And then
lucky that dude's lucky, because some people would have just fired, right?
Because I mean, I think like if it's your dad, he's like as quiet as a mouse.
My dad will like leave treats, like he'll leave like jewels. Yeah, he'll lead you down into the torture basement.
Yeah, exactly. He's like throws a big pile of money out there, and he just puts a tripod up and gets the scope ready.
Yep,
like, please walk in.
He's got a recording. It's just like an old lady that's just like, I'm tall. I just saw an arm down there. With my years of cash.
Yeah.
That I have.
Fake snore.
Sleeping on my money.
money.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Some people are ready.
Anonymous in Clinton Township, what's your bed weapon, and when did you have to use it? Hi, Anonymous.
Hi, I was home alone one night, probably 9 o'clock at night, and there was a knock at the door, it was getting late, so grabbed the rifle that was next to my bed.
Mm-hmm.
And answered the door. It was people pretending to be Jehovah Witnesses. They started talking, doing the whole Jesus stuff.
Yep.
And I told them, not interested, not interested. Started to close the door. They put their foot in the door. I took one step back so they could see that there was a rifle in my hand. You look straight at it, then looks straight back up to my eyes and says, "You have a nice day, sir," and walks away.
Hmm. So why do you think they were pretending to be Jehovah's Witnesses?
Just to get you to the door.
Just to kind of get
size
in.
Size it up.
They're trying to get in the door.
Oh, okay. So I didn't realize that was a thing.
Yeah, I never
fake
heard of
Jehovah's Witnesses.
But the thing is,
there's always a real thing that comes in my door.
Yeah, they're trying to get in too. But a lot of times, the second someone even opens the door, they kick it in. Like it's on right then and there. Those people were lucky because they were sort of taking the slow approach. Like, let's feel this guy out, and thank God they did because he was ready to rock.
With a rifle.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of people listening that have machetes as bad weapons is extremely
high.
It's
the year of the machete.
Yeah, that's right.
Of course. Dude, everybody's got a machete.
Apparently
seems
so.
Like we talk about the machetes.
I got four machetes by my cigarettes right now.
Yeah, exactly. That's what guards the cigarettes.
What I say,
it's a radio. There's tons of people looking to smoke those.
You ask me to bum one, I say other radio.
So we're off to Ben in Tampa. Ben, what's your bad weapon, and when have you had to use it?
So I have a Ruger 9mm in my nightstand.
Mm-hmm.
And one night at our old house, this guy started banging on our front door, my son's window, and my wife's bedroom window. So I got up, grabbed the gun, grabbed my dog. We went outside. And sure enough, there's a drunk guy out there, and I told him he was at the wrong house. He needed to calm down. He took an aggressive step toward me. I took a step back. Oop. Luckily, I didn't fire the gun. I just sicked my dog on him. My dog dropped and defended him by the throat until the cop showed up.
Oh, yeah. Held him by the throat.
Yeah. Dogs are good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Dogs are good. Better a dog than a bullet, though.
Yeah.
For sure.
Exactly.
Not always.
Exactly.
Oh, because a dog.
Well,
bullets
someone
a lot just more took precision.
A guy's face right off.
So glad you shot me in the leg instead of having my face mauled by your dog.
He tore my throat right
so
out.
So Leonard, out. Leonard's bed weapon, you actually sleep with it in your hand.
Ooh.
What is it?
Some machete.
Oh, you... So, Leonard, how's your neighborhood then? Is it bad?
It's really bad.
You have to sleep with a machete.
It's not really bad, but I have a corner house, so it's a lot of foot traffic and a lot of cars that come through. I have the air conditioning. You know, people steal copper. So it's best to just have something. And I'm not a huge fan of guns.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you just sleep with that machete.
I just toss and turn too much for machete
sleep.
Cut
yourself,
Well, it's probably in a sheath, right?
Oh, like if you're sheathed.
Sleep with a sheath. Like, I know James' machete is sheath.
Yeah, it's a nice little leather sheath to put it in.
I haven't thought about it much, obviously.
Yeah.
Sleeping with a machete.
Oh, my weapon sheath.
How they're stored or anything.
This person said, I've got a fist dildo. Waiting for any burglar that wants this one.
Scare some people off.
That was hilarious.
How'd you guys know that? Always
that thing is knock somebody out.
Oh, yeah. You'll knock someone in the next week with a fisto.
It's kind of like a rubber, like almost mace. Like a mace.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sexual mace.
Sexual mace.
Sexual mace.
Exactly what it is.
Used to pleasure or maim. The choice is yours.
Yeah, that could do damage.
Oh, right?
God.
A lot of sex toys that can do damage.
Oh, for sure. If I hit your ball end with something that's about 10 inches long, you're down.
James starts swinging that Hulk.
Swinging the Hulk green, around, people are going to get hurt.
Oh, Hulk exactly. Donger, yeah, that thing kills somebody.
Yep.
Hulk Donger.
I think you could throw that thing in front of a car and it'd go airborne.
Flip the car.
This guy says he keeps three items, a retractable metal baton, a Bowie knife, and a 12-gauge shotgun, all for different instances.
Jeez.
What was this? He had the Bowie knife and a shotgun. What was the other one? I missed it.
Retractable metal baton.
Oh. That's to break people's arms and legs.
Right. I like to break them, slice them, shoot them up good. I'm basically the Punisher when I sleep.
Oh, he's ready for anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Carlos.
Carlos.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing okay, man. What's your bed weapon? When do you have to use it?
It is a old school billy club my grandfather used to use back when he was in the 70s.
Oh, wow.
For Boston Tops. And so it wasn't a man that ended up in my back hall, but it was a raccoon. And I had a very loud crash while I was sleeping, so I woke up and went out there. And I guess, like, if it, like, climbed through the window and was trying to get out. So I ended up giving a little extra help and hitting, and it went flying through the window into my backyard, and I didn't see it since.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
You're likely critically injured it.
Well, yeah.
You don't want a raccoon in your house, though.
No.
A raccoon will cause massive damage.
Yep.
Rip things to smithereens.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, you don't have a bed weapon. You have a closet weapon, right?
Yes, correct.
And when did you have to use it?
Well, it was about 10 o'clock at night a couple of years ago. Around this time, mid-October, late October, me, my wife, and my daughter are hanging out in the house. And the TV's real low, and I have the window cracked, and it sounded like machine guns from a distance. And for some reason, it sounded like they were getting closer and closer. Maybe 20 minutes prior to that, I just took huge rips off my new bong.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so I open up the door, and I stick my head out, and it sounded like they were getting closer, so I'm freaking out. I told the old lady and my daughter, go get in the bathtub. And I'm in my boxers and my house shoes, and I run across the street. The neighbor, he was kind of a redneck type of guy, so I know he'd probably have weapons too. And I don't know why I thought it was terrorists coming towards.
Yeah.
So I wake him up. We go wake the other neighbor up, and we're standing out in the middle of the street. I'm in my boxers. We all have our shotguns. And then my old lady comes out like, "You big dummies! It was fireworks."
Oh well, that's lucky you didn't shoot the fake terrorists.
Yeah.
Why did you assume it's the terrorists? The terrorists are come.
I've been up all night just waiting.
You think a little paranoid from
something
your activities?
Something there.
Yeah.
Went to the closet and got old Mr. Barrett.
Yeah, that happens.
This guy said,
50 cal.
"I live in Detroit. My dad was a Green Beret for 15 years. Mm. He professionally set up my house for any break-in in any room. Traps, guns, everything."
Oh God.
Whoa.
Jesus.
Yeah. Your house is like Predator 1.
Oh, God.
Seems like it.
Green Berets.
What about this? The cattle prod next to my bed has been useful.
God.
Also, a cup of bleach has come in handy.
Oh.
Yeah! My glues! That's right. Oh, my black suit!
Oh, my God. Now
these
what?
These are my best Robin clothes!
If he goes in your face, look out. Oh, your eyes. Oh,
yeah,
your eyes.
Yeah.
You don't ever think of that, to put a cup of bleach right by their bed.
Well, that's crazy. Because I might drink it.
Oh, yeah, you get it confused.
Voice-changing technology. We're asking, what's your bed weapon, and when did you have to use it? Hi, Anonymous.
What's up, you guys?
We're doing okay. Hey, what's your bed weapon?
I got a flamethrower. Flamethrower.
You have a flamethrower within reach while you sleep.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is within the walking distance, just in case. I live in a dominant white neighborhood, and I'm not white, and there was a KKK rally.
Oh wow.
That I knew.
Well, flamethrower,
you need to move out of the KKK acres.
I show up with my flamethrower and use it on the on these people.
Oh my gosh.
Shoot them hardcore.
What?
You know, I light up a couple of crosses for them, and I take a couple of feet as well.
What was that? What did I miss?
Yeah, murdered them, Dave.
No, they didn't murder. He just murdered them. Their crosses on fire.
No, I didn't murder anybody, but I did. make people grab their pens. Yeah. I'm sure I did.
I bet.
We almost trapped our pens, too.
Yeah.
I said, you guys need some crosses to be light up, boys?
Let it rip.
And let it rip, just like that.
Yeah. So that worked.
Yeah, that no more trouble now?
Did you move?
Brown power. No more. I mean, not that power. I know.
Brown power. Brown power.
That's right. Huh.
Well, interesting neighborhood.
Yeah, that's a wild place. But I do think that...
Wild place.
Yeah, I do think that membership is probably down.
Yeah.
At this point.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
I'm basically like you guys were talking about the KKK Punisher out here. So.
Wow. All right, Anonymous, thanks so much.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Glad you're a fan. Glad you like us.
Yeah, see ya.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. Put a Brown Brother with you guys.
Yeah, okay.
We'll look into it.
We'll look into it.
We will.
Have a good day.
Would.
All the best.
Hmm.
Ooh. A little flamethrower against the Klan.
Sometimes you gotta light the Klan on fire.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, let's just send a message, right?
Yeah.
Don't mess with me. He sent it.
Yep.
Message received. Brown Power.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.